The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Chet, and we're holding three lines up from the bottom. Zayin Amud Beit, the last word on the line, Umi. Mi Amar Rabbi Elazar Hochi. Did Rabbi Elazar actually say that the halacha is that dam absolutely is not kodesh lechatzayin if, when it comes to the chavitin, we find a machlokes as follows, where he obviously contradicts himself. Chavitei kohen gadol, Rabbi Yochanan omar, eina kedosh lechatzayin, Rabbi Elazar omer, mitoch shekreva lechatzayin kedosh lechatzayin. Rabbi Elazar himself, who just got finished telling us how there's no way to be mekadesh, forget about the mayim for the Parah Aduma, there's no way to be Makadish any kind of dam for Lechatzoyin, then why in the world does he say that it is possible to be Makadish Lechavitim Lechatzoyin? In Ita, if it's true that dam cannot be Kodesh Lechatzoyin, then why doesn't he simply learn out the din of the Kiddusha? Remember, we're talking about putting it into a Kli, when you bring the Chavitim in the morning, in which you bring Machzita on the Mizbeach in the morning of Machzita, Bein Harbaim. But as far as the Kiddush, the act of Kiddush in the Kli, why doesn't he learn it right out from Dam? If Dam cannot be Kodesh Lechatzoyin, so to speak, so too a Mincha cannot be Kodesh Lechatzoyin. Now, this strikes you right away as being a pretty ridiculous question. I mean, we just said that the reason that he learns that the Chavitim are Kodesh Lechatzoyin is because they are Korev Lechatzoyin. And you're not going to be able to say the same idea by Dam. You can't say Mitoch Shadam is Bo Lechatzoyin. This is a unique case, is it not? You could say, now Tosfos asks this, he says, you could say that maybe simply the very fact that we bring the dam in separate sprinkles, because the halacha is, of course, that each one, we just said yesterday, the shirayim will be psulim, and therefore every single one should be viewed as a separate hazoya, so for all intents and purposes. Dam is also korev lechatzoyim, and therefore it should have been the same as the mincha. Now maybe you'll say that, oh, who's to say that we learn out one thing from another when it comes to kachim? This is a very important point, because as we know, what's unique about kachim, and this is, as we explained at the beginning of Zvachim, this is why it's really called chuchmah in the pasuk of Ahayem Unetitecha, causing you short chuchmat vadat, is that it does not in any way serve as a model. You can't take an avodah and use it as a model for other avodot, because the nature of avodah, as opposed to avodah zarah, is that you do not extrapolate. The whole point of avodah zarah is you extrapolate endlessly, which ends up to be pure projection. The nature of avodah l'shamayim is that there's no extrapolation. If there's no extrapolation, so we know ein lamedim lamad min halamad, even though normally you've got a limud in the Torah, you have a gzera shava, and then you have a gzera shava of A to B, and then you have C to B, then C is automatically gzera shava to A, and so on. Those type of assumed midot shatorah nidreshet b'hem, being able to be chained, is not the case by kachim. So ein lamedim lamad min halamad. The question is, forget about lamad min halamad. Can you be lomed one aveda from another aveda at all? That's the question. So given that there are dinim of kedusha of dam, meaning that it needs to be bekubel in a kli to be kodesh, and we have a similar situation by every time we do kmitza, we put it in a kli to be mitkadesh. When we bring a mincha, even where there is no kmitza, there's still the initial kedusha to kli. Is that the same, or does each one exist in a class? And there's absolutely no way to learn one from the other. So one possible explanation is that ein hachinami, it's all very nice to say that Rabbi Elazar holds what he holds by dam, but he holds that as a general principle, you cannot apply something from one class to another class when it comes to kachim at all. That the fact that something is true of one avoda doesn't tell me a darn thing about whether it's true about another avoda, but we know that that isn't the case. Because Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mincha shekematza behechal kishera, shekein matzinu besiluk bezichin. We learned this, we had this back in Zvachim, that if somebody goes and does the kmitza, even though the kmitza is supposed to be done, as we'll see later on, we'll review again the idea of a kamatz bisham, makom shiragle hazorom dot. But if a kohen were to do the kmitza inside of the heichal itself, it would be kosher, because after all, when it comes to the bezichim on the shulchan, They can only be done in the Heichal. And we said the removal of the Bezikah from the Shulchan is the full equivalent of Kemitza when it comes to another Mincha. It's the absolute abstraction of the idea of Kemitza. So if it's kosher in the Heichal there, so then it's kosher for any Mincha. But if we don't have a right to extrapolate, how could we learn from the Shulchan? That's no question. I mean, it could be we can't extrapolate from completely separate classes. So a mincha from a mincha is a different phylum, for God's sake. I mean, that's the same phylum. You can learn out mincha midam, but it's a completely different classification. And maybe in Achinami, the fact that I hold that dam is not mikudash l'chatzain has nothing to do with whether I would hold that a mincha could be mikudash l'chatzain. Really now? You're telling me that Rabbi Elazar does learn mincha mi mincha? I'll take it to the opposite direction. Vatanya. Ad shalo pirka nifras lachma. If before we take apart the ma'arechet of the lechem hapanim on Shabbat, one of the lechem hapanim collapses. If it collapses, we learn not from a pasuk before, that, as we'll see later, that is the equivalent of mincha shechasra. That lechem doesn't count. Once that lechem doesn't count, the entire lechem hapanim is nifsa. Because we don't have the full ma'arechet of lechem. And therefore, the ma'arechet is one mincha. Piece of the ma'arechet is missing, it's a mincha chasera. Remarkable. I mean, talking about abstractions, the extension of this abstraction into the lechem hapanim is just beautiful. So if, therefore, you would go ahead and you would take the bezichim off, you're taking it off from a mincha that's already psula, because it's chaser. So therefore, you cannot ein maktir alav at bezichim. It would become posel, and you can't take out the bezichim any more than you would take a komet out from a mincha psula. But misha pirka, if however, it was after we took apart the ma'arechet, and we're about to give it out for eating, and now we're going to be taking off the bezichim to be ma'arechet, we're going to put them on the mizbeah, then it's still true that the lechem is pasul. We'll see what we mean by pirka in a moment. The lechem becomes pasul, but at that point, you could be makir lavat abezichim. So Rabbi Elazar is the one who says, and this is what gets us into trouble, is that really the word pirka doesn't make much sense in this context. To be mifarek before we tell him, that's not the way it's done. When it says the word pirka, it doesn't mean literally that you physically take the lechem apart. It means kivan shihigia zmana. It has now been in on the shulchan for the first 6 hours of the day. So at that point, it is now roy to be switched out for the new lech. So there the denez igiyaz mana lefarek, afa pisha lo pirka, kemisha pirka dami. Now that means that Rabbi Elazar is going along with this halacha, that the mincha actually became posel here, and nonetheless we do the haktara of the kohen. Why? Can't it be like any other mincha that was chasra kerem kmitza? If you're telling me he learns out one mincha from another mincha, then the bottom line is I didn't do the kmitza. Since I didn't do the kmitza yet, remember, this is his own interpretation. Doesn't mean it physically was removed and we just need to put it on the mizbeah. I didn't do the kmitza. You're claiming that all menachot are members of the same class and that he will learn out one mincha from another mincha. Well, if this took place in any other mincha, we would never let you go ahead with the kmitza. We would say, if something happens, part of the mincha, it's chaser before the kmitza, you can't do kmitza. Here, for all intents and purposes, it was chaser. How do you do the kmitza? No, that doesn't prove anything to me. Because you see, halokasha, of course we do learn out one mincha from another mincha. But what should we learn out? That you don't do kmitza. Well, guess what? You don't need to do kmitza in the same way with the lechem hapanim that you do in a regular mincha. In a regular mincha, the kmitza is what establishes which part is the kmitza. And there's nothing that indicates that this particular piece is going to be kmitza in a normal mincha. Therefore, the whole thing is possible. So I can do the kmitza mitoch what's possible. By the case of the lechem hapanim, remarkably, first of all, the kmitza is made out of the same material. It's levona. You're not even allowed to have a piece of levona in a normal kmitza. And what's more, it is put separately into a container, into the bezich. So therefore, there's no issue of saying, well, how am I going to do the kmitza now? It became nifsal together with the mincha. What do you mean together with the mincha? Not at all. It was already mivurar as being separate. So mincha lo borir brira. The mincha has not been selected at all. Therefore, what are you going to say? That from the moment that it becomes royal aktara, it is now considered to be already kodesh. Therefore, we're not going to possel it. I mean, I don't even know where the Kometz is to say that. Mashenkin, over here. Ha, barrier, brerak, Kometz tida. Therefore, the moment, and that's the point that Rebbe Elazar is making. Since it already exists, and the Kometz has already been done for all intents and purposes, because it's inside of its bezir. So, kiven shigiyaz mana lefarek, then for all intents and purposes, it's already befurak for the mincha. There's no value to the ma'arechet of the lechem apanim, in which the meaning of ma'arechet. The meaning of Ma'arechet, this is such a beautiful insight, the meaning of Ma'arechet, as it is in any matrix, is that the overall structure links every piece of it to the other. But once the structure is no longer activated, because it's after the Zman. So you're saying just because it happens to be on a table, who cares? There's no connection between one piece and the other. It's the electrification, so to speak, of the table that makes the difference. Once you've turned it off, because it's after Sheshaot, so there's no other point in considering it to be a Ma'arechet. That's what I'm saying, says Rebbe Elazar. It's Misha Pirka. For all intents and purposes, if you turn off the switch, you might as well have taken everything off of the shulchan, because everything is separated out. And that's why I'm talking about the concept of Ma'arechet specifically here. You see how he's stressing it? What's with you guys? It's so beautiful. You're all sitting here like a bunch of dump cups. This is even better than poetry. This is pure science.
Oh, no.
The Mizbeach's in Barnea's neighborhood. Okay. Whew. All right. So this doesn't prove, therefore, anything about whether Rebbe Elazar is willing to learn out Milta Mimilta when it comes to Kachem. He certainly is. But as long as it's part of the same class and as long as there's an applicable concept, in this case, there isn't. But wait. I mean, it still is not really compared properly here at all, because Tahavi, the word me'ata, makes no sense. Me'ata means, well, if that is the case. I mean, we're not asserting anything new now to say if that's the case. All we're saying is that this is not a violation. Therefore, the Shita takes out over here the word of me'ata, because me'ata doesn't make sense. Just ask. Ela Tahavi Kishira. Fine. It's not like a mincha that became chaser before k'mitza. But it certainly is the same as a mincha where the shirayim were chaserim after k'mitza, but before haktara. I haven't done the haktara yet. Tavik yishirayim shechaser bein k'mitza lahaktara. We're over there, the din is emakirin kometz aleha. In any other mincha, if something happened even to the leftovers, we wouldn't be able to be mocked to the kometz. Over here, something happened to the leftovers. Even if you want to call it leftover, because the maracha was de-electrified. Okay, but it still has to be extant in order for me to be able to bring the kometz. And since, physically speaking, forget about a ma'arechet, is a piece of the mincha missing? Yes, one of the lechem is in here. Fine, so then it's chasra. Then I can't bring the kmitza. So you're claiming that he compares it to other minachot. Here it's completely comparable, and yet he doesn't make that comparison. Says the Gemara, how do you know he doesn't make the comparison? Isn't it a machloket about whether you can be maktir a kometz after the shirayim or chasru by mincha? Do you know that Rabbi Elazar holds that by mincha it's different than what he's saying it is here by the lechem apanim, that you can claim that this proves that he doesn't learn milta mimilta? Laf luktanino, it is a machloket. As far as I know, it's just as reasonable to say that Rabbi Elazar Savala, Kemandi Amar Shirayim Shechosru Ben Kmitzala Akhtara, Makter Kmitzalayim. Who's to say that that's not precisely what he would hold about any mincha, and therefore it's perfectly comparable? Tell me, Richie, did you have Delilah do the Delilah of your hair yesterday? Because you're looking like a shorn Shimshon.
Well, that was the fact that I didn't have coffee this morning.
Coffee. We can inject it directly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Let Esther excite you. What a special day. That's not what Achashverosh said. Achashverosh said, I don't want to look. I don't want to look.
He wasn't fasting.
But she was.
She was.
Gufa. Okay, getting back to the Machloket in its Makor now, that we used to ask up front about whether it's possible that Rabbi Elazar indeed holds that Dam cannot be kosher lechatzayin. Gufa. Chaviteko in gadol, Rabbi Yochanan amar ina kedosh lechatzayin, Rabbi Elazar amar mitok shekireva lechatzayin, kedosh lechatzayin. So Rabbi Elazar is saying, look, if the Torah is only asking you to bring machzit of the Yisaron baboker and machzita ben arbayim, then you ought to be able to be magdashit in the kli separately. Omar Rabacha, why does Rabbi Yochanan say that
it cannot be looked at as two separate things, and it has to be all there up front in order to be Kodesh. That's because Omar Kro, since the Torah says, Zeh mi korban Aharon uvanav, and it's a solat mincha tamid, machzita baboker, umachzita ba'erev. So that means that the machzita comes after solat mincha tamid. That's our girsa. The truth is there's another girsa, which some have in the Rashi. And that's based on the Gemara later on, that the ikar diuk over here is not from the fact that first it says mincha and then it says machzita, which would mean first bring the mincha and then split it, but from the word machzita itself. Machzita is half of something that was whole, you see. Half of it, it's stressing machzita, then there had to be a whole that you took the half from, and not that the whole comes out ex post facto to have been a whole when I finished bringing the two halves. I need to start with a whole and take a half of the whole. So therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, first bring yourself a mincha. Then go ahead and be chotzeihu. But you can't bring it by halves and expect that at the end it will look back and will say, well, looky, looky, that was a half. Meitve. Chaviteko in gadol, lo ayu ba'ot chatzain, ela mevi yisaron shalem v'chotzeihu. Look, I mean, this seems to be things that are very clear in the Braita. How does this come out to be a machloket amoraim? It says here, chaviteko en gadol cannot be brought by halves. You have to bring an isaron shalem and then be chotzeh. I mean, what Rebbe Elazar is trying to say, that he disagrees with the Braita, disagrees with the pasuk for that matter. V'tanya ilo nemar mincha machatzit. You see, here's where we see the drushes from the word machzita. Had it said mincha, half of which, so we'll just say half in the morning, but not of her. So then I would say, okay, so you bring the mincha. The mincha itself is machatzit. And then you bring chatzi in the morning and chatzi in the afternoon. So I would say maybe chatzi is only vito shachrit to makri. You bring half of it in the morning, you makri it on the bizbeach. You bring the other chatzi asaron mi beto arvit, and you makri that. Therefore it says machzita baboker, a half of a whole, bechza mishalem umevi. So how is Rabbi Elazar disagreeing with that? It's a pasuk. But he's saying that's only lemitzvah. I'm agreed that that's the way you're supposed to do it. But remember, by kachim, if you don't find a repetition of the chiyuv or some word that indicates that it's an absolute, then you're only looking at it, and again, it's for the same reason. You're only looking at it as a suggestion, so to speak. This is the way I'd like to have it. You cannot extrapolate, as you would from other inyanim of the Torah, that that means necessarily that it's possible if it's done some other way. So fine, what do you think? I disagree with how you're reading it. I just say, where does it say that that's ma'akev? Omelev Reb Gaviyah Mibekatil Ravashi. Well, what is that supposed to mean? Where does it say that it's ma'akev? It says chok olam. In the Dirim of the Chaviteko and Gadol, that's the classic word for no violations are tolerated. Chok means the way it is. So you're telling me it's a good suggestion? That's not possible. On my life, boy, you're right. You know what? It must be that there's a different question here. Note that the stress in the Braita, which we didn't pay attention to before, is how you bring it from your house, which is all weird. You know, Hayiti Omer, you go home, you bring half in the morning when you come in. After Kongolo takes his lunch break, you know, he'll go back home, he'll take the other. It's a funny way of saying it. Well, all you're talking about is how to be Mekadosh in the Kli, and you're talking about going home for lunch break. Why? Unless that's the point. The point over here is Lahavio Shalem Mi Beito. There's two different issues. There's the question of Kiddush Kli. That's Kiddushat Haguf. But then there's another question of Domim. Domim is when you're Margashit to bring it to the Beit HaMikdash, which you haven't physically put it into a container. So here we're talking about the issue of Kiddushat Damim, which indeed is Chok Olam. Bring the whole thing, 100%. The gift has to be whole. But as far as the technicalities of the Kiddushat HaGuf of the gift, that it needs to be put into a kli when it's whole, where does it say that? That's not what we're talking about. And that's even the language. The language is going home and bringing it. That's the point. Don't go home and bring it in two separate pieces. You're bringing a gift. Present the gift in its entirety. Now, as far as how to deal with it, putting it into the kli is not part of the bringing of the gift. I don't care how you do that. Now, you could do machzita baboker, machzita ba'er. Now, question is, we've been analyzing Rabbi Elazar, and is it really possible that Rabbi Elazar commits himself to saying that Dam cannot be Kodesh L'chatzai? You know, I got a question with Rabbi Yochanan. You're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan says over here that even the chavitim, which are brought l'chatzayin, cannot be kodesh l'chatzayin. Is that true? The Omer Yochanan. The Aitma, did not Rabbi Yochanan say that in a case, here we have a machlok, somebody is mafrish a chatzi isaron, of which there's no such mincha, you have to bring an isaron. Now, this guy doesn't have an isaron, so he's going to be going to the makolet and bringing the other isaron. But right now, he wants to set aside his isaron. So he's magdish, the chatzi isaron, and he has in his mind that he's going to be coming back for the store and adding the rest of it. So he's going to be mashlim the whole thing to a full isaron. The din over there is that Rav holds that it's eino kadosh, which seems to be what Rabbi Yochanan says over here by the chavitin. But Rabbi Yochanan argues on himself. And Rabbi Yochanan says, it is kadosh. The im ita, if you are right that by chavitim it's not kadosh, so then wouldn't we learn it out from chavitin as a principle? I mean, we learned out from chavitin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it has to be over there, even where it's machzita. It needs to be machzita mishalein. So, I mean, koshke and other things which are not machzita have to be mishalein. And here he's saying, no, we don't learn it out of chavitin. Now, maybe you'll say that indeed Rabbi Yochanan is the one who doesn't learn out one thing from another thing, even in the same class. So even mincha from mincha, he won't learn out. The halacha that's unique about chavite kohen gadol is indeed unique to chavite kohen gadol. I, other korbanot, what do you want to do? It doesn't say chukah about how it is that I'm supposed to be magdish the other korbanot. No! Because Rabbi Yochanan learns out, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, a shalami that you shechted inside of the Heichal is kosher. Why? Because it says, V'shachato petach ohel moed. Now, if the Torah is makbid and shechita on the door of the ohel moed, then kosher kain, if the whole point is to be open to the ohel moed, kosher kain to be inside the ohel moed would be even better. I mean, okay, what's the comparison? Unless, of course, I have a right to infer and to extrapolate. So you're extrapolating. So that means that he holds you can learn out from a din of the Azora to a din into the Omoi. So then obviously he certainly learns Milta mi Milta. Why doesn't he learn Al Menachot from Chavitim? Well, no, wait a minute. He limited to the case here, to Dato Lohosif. I mean, that's a whole different issue. You're telling me the chavitin are not kodesh, but maybe that's the point. I mean, look, every time you're going to do a kiddush, bikli, it's not going to be done instantly. You're putting it in. You're pouring it in. Is that a chisaron that you're putting it in? I mean, things take time. So over here, what exactly defines things take time? It doesn't include going to the makolet and bringing it. It only includes how fast I move my hand. What does things take time? So I have in mind that I am beginning the process of filling up the zisaron. No. Obviously, that's different than a case where this is what I intend to bring now, and I'll bring the other if in the afternoon is a separate akrova. That's a different issue. So da'ato lohosif indeed may be sufficiently a whole that it's included in the deal of mincha as a mincha. So forget about it. The Tanya, Mele'im, Ein Mele'im Ela Shelemim. When we talk about the Korbanot of the Nesi'im, so it says over there, Karat Kesev Echad, and so on, Mizrak Echad Kesev, Shnehem Mele'im. Mele'im doesn't mean they're all the way up to the top. Mele'im means in terms of the Shiur, meaning you have to have an Isaron Shalem. And Omar Rabbi Yossi, even though the Torah seems to be saying you need an Isaron Shalem, when is that? And this is a brighter. Bizman she'in da'ato lahosif. If you were bringing less than an Isaron and that was the gift, then you're right, that's not going to be Kodesh. But if you're bringing the entire thing, but you don't have yet, you haven't filled it up, so there, bizman she'da'ato lahosif, whatever, Rishon Kodesh. And same way when you're pouring it in gradually, it gradually becomes Kodesh. And therefore, this is a beautiful raya that there's a difference between having a dat l'chatchila and not having dat l'chatchila. Now, Rav, who argues on Rav Yoch, and he says dat tolo sif is not kodesh, who does he hold like in the machloket of the chavitin? He was talking about normal menachot. What about the question of the chavitin, where you're supposed to bring half and half, at least on the Mizbeach. There, does he hold like Rabbi Elazar, or does he hold, as far as the Chavitim, like Rabbi Yochanan? Because here he's arguing on Rabbi Yochanan as to the dinim of Da Tola Hosif. I didn't bring any bombs this morning. This is after they got all of those bombs off of that ship. We put in a bid, you know. It was our own ordnance, you know, that we had shipped. That we had shipped Iran. You always know where it's going to end up. In Afrochu, you know. So, in any event, getting back to us over here, how does he hold? Does he hold like Rabbi Elazar when it comes to the Chavitin that mitoch that they are brought lechatzayim? You can also be magdishim lechatzayim. If he did, would he not have to learn out all menachot from the Chavitin? Well, maybe not. Maybe he's of the opinion that ein lemedim milta mimilta, an extension of the idea of ein lemedim lomad min alomad. So maybe you can't compare others to Chavitin. Nope, that's not true. Rav is actually famous for what would appear to be inappropriate applications of one minchas din to another minchas situation. Because listen to what Rav is ready to say. A mincha can be kodesh without any shemen in it, even though you need to bring shemen. It doesn't need to be there to get its kiddush. Why? Well, the lechem aponim doesn't have any shemen. It's very healthy lechem. Okay. Not only that, you can leave out levona. So if you bring the whole thing with a shemen, but without levona, it's also kosher. Why is that? Well, kematzino b'minchat nesachim. When you bring a mincha together with a korban, does it say anything about levona there? Talks about shemen, talks about yayin, doesn't talk about levona. You know what? You can even bring the mincha for kodesh without shemen and without levona and be magdashed in the kli. It still will be kosher. Why? Because a minchat chotei is always brought without shemen, without levona. Now, despite the fact that the particular mincha that I'm bringing requires both shemen and levona, any possible variation, solet with shemen, no levona. Solet with levona, no shemen. Solet with neither shemen nor levona. All of those possibilities exist somewhere in the cloud of minachot, correct? And therefore it's good. So don't try to tell me that Rav doesn't learn out milta be milta. If the din, therefore, by Chavitin was that you could actually be magdish lechatzayin, like Rabbi Elazar, he would have had to conclude that all minachot are kosher lechatzayin. Therefore, al korchacha, Rav Rabbi Yochanan Sfirlei, when it comes to the question of the din of the Chavitin, he clearly must agree with Rabbi Yochanan. I don't know. I think if Esther would ever have imagined that the purpose of her ta'anit was to turn people off to the Gemara, she would have said exactly what she said about Pesach. What's the point of Pesach if there's no Jews to enjoy it? She said, what's the point of Divrei Tzomot V'Zakatam if there's nobody that's going to appreciate the Torah aura that the Yehudim had? Wow, bullseye. Yeah. You're taking it out of me, guys. You're taking it out of me. Rufa. Oh, my God. You try talking to yourself one day, will you? I have a much better idea. Forget about pufferfish. I'm going to bring a mirror. That'll do anybody in. A mirror.
Mirror doesn't do any good
in your eyes. First the pufferfish, then a mirror. Oh, that's right. That's right. Purim Shir by Richie. Oh, that should do it. Wow, that was wonderful. Okay, you know what we could do, Iron? We could start videoing and then zero in on the faces of the individuals and put them up online for everybody to hear the shir to. Oh, what do you think? Right? I mean, that's what they're doing even for parking tickets, I think. Okay, it's a great idea. So, we've proven that he must hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Gufa. Let's just take a look a little bit more closely on Rav's limud. Rav claims that a mincha is kedosha b'lo shemen. Shekei matzina b'lecha mapani. A mincha would be kodesh with shemen but without levona. Shekei matzina minchat nesachim. A mincha is kosher with neither shemen nor levona. If I say it's kosher, I mean it's kodesh, obviously. It's not kosher in terms of akrova.
He has to bring the rest of it.
Yeah, but he can't bring it without the requisite ingredients, of course. Not only that, now we didn't mention this before, but Rav even goes beyond this. Rav says that we could also derive the fact that you can make a separate Kedusha on the Shemen by itself. And you can just go along and bring Shemen, or you could just go along and bring Lavona, put it into a container and have it be Kodesh, and they're Kachi high below high, below below high below high. Why do I say this? Because Shemen is Kodesh on its own, with a little Shemen of a Mitzvah. So it's put into a separate container, and that's its Kedusha. Lavona, remarkably, is also kosher on its own. Where? The Bezichei HaLavona. So this is like the ultimate limud milta mimilta, even though it doesn't seem to have any connection. Rabbi Chanina Amar, never. Lo zo kedosha b'lo zo, lo zo kedosha b'lo zo. Any mincha that requires shemen and lavona, you cannot bring them separately. The only way that they can be kodesh, put them all in the kli together, which is roi for the aktora, and that is mekadesh then. But wait, according to Rabbi Chanina, where the Torah says, in the list of Kalim, that there's an Isaron. What is an Isaron for? You can never use the Isaron, because since you need an Isaron Solet, if you're going to add the Shemen and the Lavona, how are you going to be Magdashit now? You can't be Makadashit, I mean in the Kli. Lomanim Shach, so there's no such Kedusha. I understand we need a measuring cup of an Isaron in order to have the correct amount of Solet. But we don't need to put the Shemen HaMishkan on it to make it Kodesh and so on if it itself is not going to be usable to make the Mincha Kodesh according to Rabbi Chanina, because there's no space in it. Remember that anything that would be Mivuratz wouldn't be Kodesh if it sticks out over the top. It has to be Tocha Kli. So then there should be no such Kli Sharet. There should be only kitchen goods, not Kli Sharet. And it's not true. How about a Minchat Chotei? Minchat Chotei does not have anything but the Saron Solet. And we would use, of course, the Solet itself, the Kedusha, that it was Kaddish in the Yisaron. So the Yisaron has to be Klisharet. Okay, so what about a Lug? What's the point of a Lug? If I have to always put the oil into the Mincha? No, what do you mean? There's the Lug, Shem, and Shem, and Sona. And the truth is that Shmuel agrees with Rav in this issue, even though normally they are on the other sides of the fence. Av Shmuel Shavala Lahadarav. Why? Because the way that he explains the following Mishnah, the Tanakh, Kalei halach mikachinat halach. Any vessel that is used for liquids is mekadesh all of the various types of liquids. Umidot hayavesh, note the difference in the terminology. When it comes to liquids, you do not need to have a measuring for liquid. Because, I mean, for instance, the mizrakot on the mizbeach, which are used for kabbalat adam, there's no particular amount of dam that they have to be mekabel. So why would we make the measurement? But all of the measurements of dry material, the menachot, they need to be measured because you're very specific at each time. There's no loose idea when it comes to a yavesh. Therefore, we call them midot. So midot hayavesh mekachin et hayavesh. But ein klei halach mekachin et hayavesh, velo midot hayavesh mekachin et halach. The Omar Shmuel, we're going to see from an analysis of what Shmuel is saying, that he must agree with Rav that it's possible to separately bring Kedusha to the components. Because Shmuel said, even though the Mishnah says that, it can't be taken literally. Loshna ela midot. It's only midot that will not be mekadesh, despite the fact that we said, ein klei halach mekadshin et hayavesh. We use the word klei loosely because of the opening of the Mishnah. Klei halach mekadshin et halach. That's true. I couldn't say midot halach mekadshin et halach. But the second part was only agav, the first part, because the truth is, kelim that are lach, that are not midot, let's say the mizrakot, which are certainly not measuring units, they have no units in them, they would be mekadesh the yavesh. How do I know this? It's a pasuk, says Shmuel. Shenemar, when the Nisiyim were bringing their carbon, so what does it say? It says, karat kesef echat. Karat kesef echat, okay, shloshimu me'al mishkala. Akara, fine, but a mizrak. A mizrak is lach, pouring, a mizrak. Mizrak echat kesef, shnehem melaim solet. What are you putting solet into a mizrak for? So obviously this is the type of thing where, you know, you could sometimes, you give a gift where the container itself is part of the gift and you fill it up with something, even though it's not meant for that. Let's say you give a beautiful vase and you fill it up with lollipops. You know, as part of your shalach manas. Isn't there some kind of sport position for the guy who gets it in the back? Here's the catcher in the rye. I mean, this guy is obviously deep in the rye. So, says Shmuel, so it's obvious from there that even though it's a Mizrach, that the Mizrach nonetheless can be Makadesh Yovesh. But when it comes to Midot, Midot are meant for the Kedusha of the units that they contain. Since there is no comparable unit of an Isaron in the Lach, you can't use the Lach to be Makadesh an Isaron. But you could certainly use a non-Midot Lach to be Makadesh any amount of Yavesh that you would put in it. Because then it's irrelevant that it's a Mida, because this Kli didn't relate to Mida at all. How else do you understand the Pasuk, says Shmuel? So both of them are going to be Mekadesh Shnehem. So obviously, he must hold, therefore, that the Klei Sharet are Mekachin pure solent. And we're talking about over here the Mincha of the Nesiim, which is a Minchat Nedava, or there's a Gerus in Rashi, Minchat Nesachim, which would require Shemen, because after all, we have over here, it's no different than that, it's a Nedava. And if that's the case, it would be a mincha that is Yavesh. And because of that, it would be Makadesh. Apparently, it could be Makadesh, the Yavesh alone, without Shemen. Omele Ravacha, Midifti, Ravina, a mincha, is it not Lachahi? It's wet, because it's mixed with oil. So how are you bringing Uriah to Yavesh? Omele lo nitzcha ela leyavesh Shabbat. We're talking about, there's always going to be some pieces that aren't completely mixed, that remain dry. Nonetheless, they're mitkadesh in the Mizrach. And if that's mitkadesh, so then that means that Stam, Solet, Yavesh is mitkadesh. Lachor, that's what you have to say. Or you know what? It could be Ibait Ema, Mincha Legabe Dam. Relative to what the Mizrach is for, it's Yavesh. That's the point. It may just be that Shmuel is saying the comparative Dam, when it comes to, which is literally a liquid and can be poured, nonetheless, you can use this to be Makadesh, a Mincha with Shemen. So why am I saying that that's considered to be Makadesh as Hayavesh? Because relative to Dam, the moistened solet is still a solid. And therefore, it does not necessarily indicate that he agrees that you could take Stam Yavesh and be Makadesh. Kufa. Getting back to Rabbi Elazar, we happen to mention in passing that according to Rabbi Elazar, we are ready to be Medame Milta La Milta when it comes to the same class of objects, right? So it says over there that Rabbi Elazar learns out all Menachot from the fact that the Siluk Bezichin was done in the Heichal, and he says that Mincha Shekematza Beheichal Kshira Shekein Matzino Besiluk Bezichin. Motiv Rav Yirmiya, how does that prove anything? Is it not a clear-cut pasuk that says that when it comes to every mincha, v'kamat misham, mimakom sheraglei hazar omdot? Misham means where the individual brought his mincha, which would only be in the 11 amot of the Ezrat Yisrael, which is nowhere near the Heicha. Ben Betera Omer, remember we just learned this, that he learns Vikamatz Misham means from the same container that you had originally taken the komets from, which proves that you could put back a komets when it was done wrong and do it again. So Talmud Lomar, Vikamatz Misham, he learns that means Mima Kom, Minayin Shim Komatz B'Smol, or any of the psulim we've had before. Sheyachzir V'Kamatz B'Yamin, Talmud Lomar Vikamatz Misham, Mima Kom Shekamatz Kvar. So, if that is the case, I mean, how does Rebbe Elazar come to say he could do it in the Eicha? Some say he figured out the answer to this himself. Some say that Rebbe Yaakov came along and told Rebbe Yirmiyah about the Chalifa. Az berlecha, I will explain it to you. But whatever it was, whether he did this himself or whether it was explained to him, the answer was that the purpose of a Komatz Misham is not to teach me that you need to do Kmitza from that area. It's that you can do Kmitza from that area. And it's Lahakshir, Kol Ha'azarakula, even that part, even though it's the least Kaddish part, in a sense, and it includes Dorom and Tzofon, and therefore I might think, you know, listen, Shalot Tomar, Hoyel the Ola Kache Kachim, and Minches Kache Kachim, if an Ola is to Unat Tzofon, so a Mincha should be to Unat Tzofon. I mean, look at the way it's presented in Vayikra. You go directly from the list of the Olot to the list of the Menachot. Apparently, they all have the same halacha in which Shchita of Kache Kachim is equivalent to Kmitza of Kache Kachim, one with a Zevach and one with a Mincha. So it would have to be B'Tzafan. And therefore comes along the pasuk to tell me, not necessarily. You can bring it even anywhere, even in the Ezrat Yisrael, in the Dorum, okay? Wait a second, how would I have thought that a mincha is comparable to an ola? An ola is also, I mean, forget about it, it's being kachikachim, that's true, but it's kalil. It's brought entirely on the mizbeach, whereas the mincha is eaten, the shiori ha-mincha is eaten. Okay, fine, so learn from the chatat. Chatat is kachikachim, it has to be done in the tzofein, so it's like the chatat. No, it's not. Chatat is mechaper, and even on chayve kritut. Oh man, so learn from the asham, okay? The asham is not mechaper on chayve kritut, it's mechaper on little old things like shifcha charufa, me'ila. Well, I mean, but an asham is certainly going to be more makpid, the Torah, on minei damim, which is always a more chomor kapora, because remember, hadam hu benefesh yichaper, and therefore, if the Torah stresses the value of kaparat dam, it may have more stringent requirements of tzafon. Why would I think that a mincha would be betzafon? Just because we find zevach betzafon. As a matter of fact, I don't care how many you're going to bring me. I'll always have the same question. Put them all together. You won't even be able to make a matzah. Because hatzad ha-shaveh shabem is kulunam ishke mine damim. Every example that you brought is a type of dam, which is adamu benefesh yichaper. Wow. Okay, then there's got to be another reason that I need a pasuk to tell me that the entire azar is kosher. And that's this. It's straight. So kadaitach amin ha-ovaktiv hikrivay la-kohen v'gisha ela mizbeach. Since it says in the pasuk, bring the mincha, hiveta ta mincha asher yaseh mi'ela, ela kohen, v'higisha ela mizbeach. Oh, so then that seems to put together the two issues. I mean, then the commands. Okay, so I would say, all right. So then that means that the Torah is telling me that it needs to be dafka, the kamatz, from the place that it was hugash. Now the hagasha, as we're going to see, needs to be in the Keren Dromit Maravit all the way at the Mizbeach itself. So then maybe that's where the Kmitza needs to be done, the Keren Dromit Maravit. Therefore, I need a posuk to tell me, no, the Kamatz Misham, even though the owner certainly didn't bring it all the way up to do the Agasha, he was in the Ezrat Yisrael, that is nonetheless kosher to do Kmitza. So even though you already brought it up to be Magish it, And that agosha, you'll say, okay, that means that I did the agosha, the whole agosha. The agosha is done on the mincha before the kmitza. I could still walk back, go to the Ezrat Yisrael, and do the kmitza, despite the fact that I had already presented it, so to speak, all the way up there to the mizbeach. That's a chiddush. So that pasuk is certainly not coming to tell me dafka there, and you can't do it in the echal. If I find that I can do the kmitza in terms of the levon of the lechem aponim in the echal, I could do any mincha in the echal. Okay, so that clarifies at least that issue of Rabbi Elazar. Now we have other things we need to clarify. And that was that we mentioned in passing, gufa, that Rabbi Yochanan was willing to say that if you take a korban shlomim and you shecht it in the echal, that it's kosher. Sheneemar v'shachato petach ol moed. And if the door is good enough, kosher cane inside is good enough, and that was our proof that you're able to extrapolate, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and you can learn out milta mi milta. And therefore, lo ye tafel chomor menaikar. Makes no sense to say that just the door is going to be more chomor, meaning that's a more kaddish place to do your shvita than the ikar, the echal itself. Now, we have a problem, yes? Why? Not if milta mi milta. You're right, it's a funny kavah chomer if things are meant to be unique. But if I have a right to derivatives when it comes to to kachin.
In the case itself, you know, that it should be facing the door.
Okay, that we discussed in Tzvachim, though. That's the main place for this thing. We had this entire discussion there. As a matter of fact, what we're about to learn right now is just a brief recapitulation of the discussion we had in Tzvachim. This question we already asked. Rabbi Yudah ben Beteira Omer, how do you know? It's very unfortunate that this has to be the way in which we have limudim when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. How do you know that when the goyim are all sitting around there throwing missiles into the Beit HaMikdash, that you could still have the kohanim going into the Eichel, which was bombproof, and they can go in there to eat kachikachim and shiari minachot and your yotzi in the Eichel, even though the makom of achila is the azara? Talmud lomar, Bakodesh HaKodashim Tochalenu Kol Zachar Yochaloto, which certainly is not coming to tell me the Chatzar, because the Pasuk just said, Bechatzar O Moed Yochlua. Why do you need to say Bakodesh HaKodashim? Must be coming to tell me that even inside of the Heichal, it can be eaten. If he's right, lama likra, why would I need a pasuk? I have exactly the same basis, which is lo yehi tafel chamur min haikar. Clearly, if we need a pasuk to tell me this, then I don't say lo yehi tafel chamur min haikar. Says the Gemara, what's the comparison? It's almost silly. If you're talking about an avodah, then avodah is a davar mechubad. It is something that an eved does for his master. So then it's a kal vachomer. If I can do the avodah outside of where the master lives, so to speak, not in the living room, not in the heichal itself. Koshkin, I can do it in the heichal itself. It's because it's an avodah. Does that mean that when I, the kitchen worker, grab a bite, which I certainly wouldn't do in the living room, I would do it in the kitchen. So therefore, it's a kal vachomer. I should be able to walk into the living room, sit down at the table, and everybody look at me, what the heck are you doing here? You're supposed to be in the kitchen cooking. So obviously, I don't say lo yehi tafel chamur min haikar in such a case. And so that's avodah, the moved b'makom rabo. I mean, lo yehi tafel chamur min haikar. But achila, it's bedafka, the opposite. Eina damochel b'makom rabo. Therefore, I need a pasuk. Taima de kataf kra, bakodesh hakodashim yochlua, alo kataf kra. What kind of nonsense would it be to say, lo yehi tafel chamur min haikar? That's precisely the point. Stay in the kitchen. And therefore, lo amrinan. Umi amar Rabbi Elazar hochi. Rabbi Yochanan amar eino kedosh lechatzayim. Rabbi Elazar amar mitok shekreva lechatzayim kedosh lechatzayim. Ve'im ita leilef midam. V'chitema Rabbi Elazar milta mimilta lo gomar. V'yomar Rabbi Elazar mincha shekematza be'echal kshira shekebatzinu besiluk bezikin. That's mincha v'mincha. Of course he's yolef. Why would he learn mincha bidam? Lo yolef. Not true. He does not learn mincha bimincha. Because hatanya ad shelo parka nifras lachma alechem pasul v'en matir alav atab zichim. Mishe pirka nifras lachma alechem pasul u'matir alav atab zichim. Now it's Rabbi Elazar who says that when it says pirka, it doesn't mean literally pirka. Elak even she giyaz manali parek. That doesn't make any sense. If he learns out mincha from mincha, then this is the equivalent of a mincha shechasra kodem kmitza. No, but it's not true. It's not physically the same. Mincha lo barir brira komitz tida, and therefore it's mechusar ma'aseh to say do the komitz. Now the komitz was already kosher, but barir brira komitz tida kiva jigi azman lefarek. Then for all intents and purposes, commanded Pirka Damya, and it was already Kamutz. Elamiyata, no, take out Elamiyata. Elatavik Yeshirayim Shechosu Ben Kmitza La'Aktara. We're over there in Makdir and Kometz Aleim, and therefore he's now making distinctions and not learning Milta be Milta. Who says? Maybe Rabbi Elazar holds like the Bandi Omar. Shirayim Shechosu Ben Kmitza La'Aktara. You are Makdir Kometz Aleim. That's not a problem. Gufa. Chaviteko hingado, Rabbi Yochanan omer, eina kedosha lachatzain, v'Rabbi Elazar omer, mitok shekreva lachatzain, kedosha lachatzain. Omer avacho, my time at Rabbi Yochanan, omakro mincha machsita. So that means first mincha, then chotzeu. Meitve, chaviteko hingado lo yubot chatzain, ala mevi yisaron shalem v'chotzeu. And furthermore, Tanya, Ilu ne'emar mincha machzit, hayiti omer, mevi chatzis yisroel mibeto shachrit to makriv, chatzis yisroel mibeto arvit to makriv. But since that's not what it says machzita baboker, that means first you've got to have a shalem to have a mechza mitocha shalemu mevi. Says Rebbe, that's l'mitzvah. Amalei Rav Gaviyah mibektil urvashi, what do you mean it's l'mitzvah? It's a schuka. It's a schok olam. Oh, Marley, okay, Allah must be a difference. That, yes. Now, the Omer of Yochanan Hachi, Vaitmar Yifrish Chatzi Saron Vedatolo Sif Ravamere, no Kodesh. Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, it is Kodesh. Imita, why do we learn out from the Chavitin that it needs to be first Shalem and then Machzita? Vechitena, Rabbi Yochanan won't learn the other Menachot from the Chavitin because Milta be Milta. Lo Yalif. Oh, that's not true, because Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shilamim Shishachatan Be'echal Kshirim, Dichtiv Ushachato Petach Omoi, and Lo Yetafel Chamur Menayikar. Okay, but this is a different case. This is a case with Dato Lo Siv. That's obviously different, as we see in the Braita, Tanya, Shnehem Meleim. When we say Meleim, we mean Shleimim, the fully Saran. V'yom Rabbi Yossi Imatai. Bizman she'in da'ato lo'osif, avizman she'da'ato lo'osif, there's nothing wrong with that. As you put it in, it gradually becomes Kodesh. Well, it never happens all instantaneously. So Rishon, Rishon is Kodesh. Now, getting back to the issue of Chavitin, how does Rav Shita play out in the Machloket Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan? Come on, Svirale. Ik Rabbi Elazar, I mean, wouldn't he have to learn out from Chavitin? Unless, of course, we would find that Rav Milta Vimilta Lo Yolif, but that's certainly not the case. Because Rav was one of the most egregious, non-appropriate Limudim learner, because he says, Minchas Kadesh Abelo Shemen, Shkei Matzino Lechem Aponim. It's Kadesh Belo Lavona, Shkei Matzino Minchat Nesachim. It's Kadosh Belo Shemen Uvelo Lavona, Shekei Betzino Bimichat Chote. So obviously, if he would have held like Rebbe Elazar, he would have had to derive from that for Om and Achad. Therefore, Al Korchachach, Rav Krib Yossi, your Beokhan Tzvirla. Now, Gufa. Om Rav, Mincha Kadosh Belo Shemen, Shekei Betzino Lach Mapani. Belo Lavona, Shekei Betzino Bimichat Zesachim. Belo Shemen Uvelo Lavona, Shekei Betzino Bimichat Chote. For that matter, Shemen and Lavona can be separately Kodesh without each other, without any other ingredient. Kachi hai velo hai velo balo hai. Shemen, clearly there's a case, namely, look, shemesh amatsera, where there's no other ingredient. Levona, there's a case where there's no other ingredient. Shekei matzino belevona haba abivizichin. Rabbi Chanina says, whatever's got to be brought, it's got to be brought together. In other words, it won't be kadosh bekli. Lo zu kadosh abelo zo, velo zo kadosh abelo zo. So, according to Rabbi Chanina, what good is the Yisaron? Lama nimshak for the Shemen HaMishcha to be Mekadish Kedusha Taguf. It can't contain together the Yisaron with the Shemen Levona. Well, Milchas Chote doesn't have Shemen Levona. And what would be the point of the Lug? Lama nimshak for the Lug Shemesh HaMetzerah. And it appears that Shmuel also agrees with Rab that we can derive separate Kedusha. It's not. Klei Allah mekachinat Allah midot yavesh mekachinat yavesh, but ein klei Allah mekachinat yavesh velo midot yavesh mekachinat Allah. V'yomer Shmuel, this is only midot, but mizrakot mekachinat yavesh, because it says shneihem melaim solet belulav shemen lemincha. Amalei Rav Ach midifta Ravina mincha. I mean, why is that yavesh? Mincha isn't yavesh; it's lach. On my label, but there are things that are yavesh. I mean, what about the yavesh Shabbat? Or yavayitema mincha legabe dam is considered to be yavesh. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Elazar, mincha shekimatza beechal kshira shekimatzir besilat bezichin. Motiv Rabbi Yirmiyah, what do you do with the poskim mikavatz bisham, which has to be mimakom shiragle hazar omdot? But b'teir ha'omer minayin she'im kamatz b'smol, she'yachzir v'yikmotz b'yamin, talmud lomar mikamatz b'sham, meaning mimakom she'kamatz kvar. So ikri amre hu motiv lagun mefarik, v'ikri amre, it was Rabbi Yaakov who showed Rabbi Yirmiyah p'tachlifa what the problem is, and he said to him, asper lecha, lo nitzcho elo lakshir kol ha'azara kula. Why do I need a pasuk? Why would I think it was limited? Because shelo tomar, Ho'il va'ola kachi kachi, mumincha kachi kachi. Ma ola tu'unat zafon, af mincha tu'unat zafon. How would I think that? Ma la ola shken kaliyot. Okay, fine, so, chatat. No, how would I think that? Ma la chatat shken mechaper lecha ve'ikritut. Me'asham. No, ma la sham shken minei dami. From all of them together, for that matter, they're all minei dami. So find yourself another reason for the needing the pasuk. Ella Itzrek, Sagadat Reminovichtivi Krivala Koin Viki Shalom Izbeach. And the Kemitz is taken out of the entire Mincha that was Hugashalom Izbeach. I would have thought that just like Agasha needs to be Bekarendromit Maravit, as we'll see, Av Kemitzah needs to be Bekarendromit Maravit. Therefore, I need the Kamatz Bisham to tell me that it's kosher even in the Ezrat Kohanim. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Ezrat Yisrael. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shalomim Shishakhtan Bechak Shem Shem Shakhto Petach Omoed. Lo Yetafel Chamur Menaikar. Meitve. Rabbi Yudah Ben Betira Omer. Minai and Shimikifu of the Kohavim. Eta Azara. Shakhoanim Nichnasim Lahichal. V'yochlim b'kodshei kodshim v'shiyorei minachot. Talmud Omar, even though b'chatzor o'moed, you can even b'kodesh ha-kodeshim tochlen. So according to you, what do I need a pasuk for? If it's said already b'chatzor o'moed yochlu, so then for sure in the o'moed itself, lo yeitof v'chamur min ha'ikar, there's no comparison. Avodah, where Adam is oved b'makom rabo. So there you could say, for sure, ein atafel, but achila, where the eved eats in the kitchen, what are you going to say? Lo yetafel chamur min haikar. That lo amrinan.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle. Today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
In, and then we can always make our brachas. So here we are on the fourth day of Sukkot. How many birds are there? No, it doesn't go like that. Yeah. Harim, the Goyim got the birds by.
Right.
Yeah, they got mixed up. We're not dealing with Isis.
Of course, yesterday there were Christmas jingles in my hotel.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not sure if the children playing them or where.
Yeah. Well, they came along with the little lights. And the it's always a hashpah. In any event, here we are, the fourth day of Sukkot. 10 Purim, getting bad, only 10 Purim, and we're holding on, well, we're here in the Menorah Cafes, also known as Moshe Charles, okay, right beneath the Rebbe Semedrash, and we're learning Dav Zayin on the base, Dav Ches today in Menachos, the year of Stofshin Son of Dalit, for all of you ships out at sea in the future. And it's only 100 years, I would say, it doesn't take much time. And we're holding here right after having learned that according to Rabbi Elazar, that you cannot be Mekadesh Dam L'chatzaim, the same way that you cannot be Mekadesh Demayim L'chatzaim. Remember we had a Shailas of here, is it Halacha L'Meshmi Sinai? You don't learn out Halacha L'Meshmi Sinai. Or is it based on the Pasuk of the use of the definite article for the dam, the ha-dam or ba-dam. And Rabbi Elazar was the one who said that you learn it's the same exact halacha of the dam. The problem today is, says the Gemara, 3 lines up from the bottom in the last word, me, Omar, Rabbi Elazar, hachi, but is it possible that Rabbi Elazar actually said this, that's the same din of dam? V'ayit marchavite kohen gadol Rabbi Yochanan omer einak kedosha lachatzain. And Rabbi Elazar omer mitoch shekri valachatzaim kedosha lachatzaim. The shaila is legabi the chavite. Chavite was the mincha that the Kohen brings every single day. It's an isoron, which is machtisa baboker, machtisa ber, the equivalent of the mincha schinuch that a Kohen brings once in his lifetime on the first day that he does his avodah, except that he doesn't split it into two. Now, Rabbi Yochanan says that the Chavite Kohen Gadol have to be Mekudesh altogether. It's like any other mincha. You can't take a little bit of it now, add a little bit of it then, and make it Kodesh. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says, look, if the Torah says you can bring a Chavitim by halves, why shouldn't you be able to make it Kodesh by half? Can we make room for Oriella here? What?
Yeah, it is.
Rob was waiting
to
Move just a little bit to let it get over here. No. So, the problem is, if Rabbi Elazar holds that we learn out that the din by dam is that it's not kosher l'chatzoy, the same way that he said yesterday, then why wouldn't he have learned out the din of mincha, the kiddush of mincha, from the din of dam? Leilech mi dam? If he holds that dam can't be kodesh by halves, you have to mekabel the entire dam in one kos, one mizrach. So then why does he say that the mincha you can be mekabel half and half, or be magdish? Here it's talking about putting it to be kiddushas kli, half and half. Maybe you'll say, why should the fact that there's a din by dam make any possible impact on what the din is by mincha? Remember the kosher is different than everything else, right? In that we know that the Torah doesn't expect us to learn out one thing from another just because A equals B and B equals C doesn't mean that C equals A when it comes to kosher. And we've had a number of examples of that phenomenon. The kutchim is unique, and that we don't apply the dinim of one thing to another thing. So if that's the case, maybe we shouldn't apply the dinim of dam to the mincha. Fine, dam, the Torah says, ba dam means you have to have dafka the dam the chatzila. By mincha it doesn't say it, and since after all it's kedush, we're not bedame one thing to another thing. You say, the Torah wants me to act with a mincha the way it wants me to act with a dam. I mean, why should we think such a thing? But maybe that's Rabbi Elazar's approach. Says the Gemara, no, that's not Rabbi Elazar's approach. Because, well, that's the insight. Rabbi Elazar, milta mi milta lo gomar. Maybe Rabbi Elazar holds you have to look at each thing separately here. And the fact that there's a hakpada to have all of the dam in the kli does not mean there's a hakpada to have all of the mincha in the kli. One you can't learn out from the other. But we know that that's not true, because Amar Rabbi Elazar, here is an example where Rabbi Elazar does learn one thing from another thing. When it comes to kachim, he says, mincha shekamtsa behechal tshira. If I do kmitza of a mincha in the hechal, it's kosher. Shekein matzino besiluk bezichin. Because we see the Torah allows me to do the equivalent of kmitza, which is siluk bezichin. When I lift up the bezichin off of the shulchan, I'm doing essentially a kmitza. And that's kosher in the heichal, by definition. So obviously the heichal is a place that's perfectly valid to do kmitza in. So therefore, if he's willing to learn one thing from another, I mean, say I'm going to learn out from the din of the heichal that applies to the lechem aponim, and I should apply that elsewhere. I mean, maybe I shouldn't apply it elsewhere. So obviously, he holds that we can take a dugma, that basically it works with models, cut in the way everything else does.
Yeah, but that's in the same category.
Oh, it says the Gemara, mincha mi mincha yali, mincha mi dam lo yali. That's not a problem, because it's all in the category of minachot. So perhaps he's willing to learn milta mi milta when it comes to a single set of things, but not when it comes to learning out from dam. So it's not really a question. Asks the Gemara, but wait a minute, that's not a valid answer either, because we know that Rabbi Elazar actually does not learn out mincha mi mincha. Mincha mi mincha mi alif, v'atanya. Doesn't it say in the Braisa that ad shelo pirka nifras lichma alechem pasul ve'in maktir alav et habezichin? Because we're extending now our idea of the lechem aponim being essentially the equivalent of any old mincha, right? Okay, now, that means that the kometz is really the bezichin. The lechem is the shirayim, so to speak. Now, normally, when the shirayim are chaser before kmitza, before haktaras hakmitza, you're in big trouble. The mincha is pasul. Over here, if the lechem cracks, and the piece breaks off before you do the kmitza, the mincha is possible, because it's the equivalent of shirayim shechasa. So it's a mincha shechasa.
Even if you have it?
Yeah, because the only thing that counts is the lechem itself. Lechem aponim, it's the shape that's important. So that lechem becomes possible, which means the marechem is possible.
So it's like the chomer and the kli all together as one. Because it's shape. Because it's
chomer. Yeah.
If it's all there, it's still possible.
Yeah. It's the fact that it's broken off itself that's a problem.
have anything to do with our Friday night lesson?
Lamas, it has something to do with it. Sure, it does. Isn't it?
And it's all because we're in his car.
We're drinking his coffee. It's his coffee.
That's all.
You can get away with a little more.
Yeah, that's such a little way. Don't let it go to your head. You have a little more leeway.
Trust me, I don't.
Hey, hey, hey. I'm going to have to do teshuvah.
Well,
I think it is what they call cafe hafu.
That's the last. I don't want it.
I assume you're supposed to.
You
are supposed to shake it up. Did I just do something very wrong by fixing it?
No. Everything's okay.
They just serve it so it looks.
But I unhafu hafu. So what was the point?
Just confirm.
Hot milk instead of hot water.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, there's the Sukkot and Purim is about nafochi.
Ah,
it's in there somewhere as well.
Okay, very good.
Down.
Oh, there we go.
You can have coffee or white chocolate milk.
Or white chocolate milk. Oh, Mashbach, I want cake. What you got?
You want white chocolate?
A cake thing.
Really?
There's no chocolate.
I know.
Okay, gotcha.
Pumpkin. Well, well.
Shannon, do you want chocolate milk or coffee? Coffee or chocolate? Or hot chocolate?
Huh?
She wants a cold hot chocolate.
What do you want? Hafu? Latte?
Yeah, with
mm-hmm. Oh, that's called the chocolate on the bottom.
You want coffee or not coffee?
Look, it has chocolate in the bottom. Chocolate. It's called choco chino or something.
Yeah, yeah. No problem.
Mocha chino. Yeah.
What's the sugar?
Yeah, right, sugar.
Yeah.
And
garçon.
He's going to tell us it's in his table.
You got to tell you, because it doesn't coffee, there'd be a homeless pastor just know how to prepare his coffee. Yeah. There'd be a homeless pastor just how to prepare his coffee.
When people have problems with kutchum, I don't take any of that stuff. I'm kidding. People have problems with kutchum, you know, with the details of kutchum. I mean, they got more trouble in this. Good. So, the Shaila is, again, by extension of our mincha, extended mincha to the lechem apani. So therefore, if the lechem was nifras before we did the removal of the ma'arechet off of the shulchan, so then it becomes a mincha that is chaser kodem klisa, because I didn't yet lift up the levaina, and mincha that's chaser kodem klisa is in bad shape. You don't even bring it on the mizbeach. So in such a case, halakha pasul, the imakir lov et abizichin, which is fine. Now, misha pirka, nifras lachma, if I already lifted it off, and I hadn't put the bezichim onto the mizbeach yet, but I did do the kmitza, that is to say, lift it off the bezichim, then it's the equivalent of a mincha that was chaser after kmitza. If the lechem breaks. And in this case, because I can't believe you pushed the garçon off the table, how are we going
to
get any service here? So in that case, the lechem is indeed also, which is the case by a mincha, but nonetheless, you can still be mocked here, the levina. And we'll see later on, because the Man Yomar holds that if the lechem, if the mincha is chaser after kmitza, even though you can't eat the shirayim, you still go ahead and you bring the kmitza. Now, and here's our problem. Rabbi Elazar, the very same Rabbi Elazar, supposedly learns out the dinim of mincha from mincha, and he's medama milsa la milsa, when it comes to the same category, he says that when it says over here you have to actually have lifted it off of the shulchan, it doesn't need actually to be mefarik. Lo pirka mamash, אלא כיוון שהגיע זמנה לפרק אף על פי שלא פרקה כמי שפרקה דמיה. So the point over here is once we get to the point where it's already now min ha-mincha v'lemala, we'll see later on, that's the time which it's roy now to bring the bezichin of the lechem upon him. At that point, it's the equivalent of having already done the kmit, even though I didn't do it. Now, assuredly, if Rabbi Elazar is medama milsa la milsa, and he learns out one category, one mincha from another mincha, then how could he say this? Ramai. Ta'avi ki mincha shechasra kodem kmitza. I mean, any mincha. The kmitza is always available to do. I mean, it's not limited in time. Yet there's a halacha, which we know applies to any mincha, which is that if the mincha is chaser before kmitza, the whole thing is no good. So, I mean, why don't we say, well, you could have taken the kmitza. So you see that as far as you could have taken, Rabbi Elazar himself doesn't say anywhere else. If he's really medama milsa la milsa, why the heck doesn't he learn out the din of the lechem aponim from the other menachas? And say, look, just like by any mincha, if you don't do the kmitza, it's going to be possible if it's chaser. So by the lechem aponim, if you don't do the kmitza, the possibility of doing the kmitza isn't the issue. So apparently, Rabbi Elazar is inconsistent no matter how we look at it. He is medama milsa la milsa in one place, he's not medama milsa la milsa in the other place. How do you explain this? That's not a problem. Because, you see, the lechem aponim is obviously unique. Even if I'm medama milsa la milsa, I mean, but it has to be similar. The point over here is that the kmitza on the lechem aponim is different than any kmitza of any mincha. Because actually, I can't stick my hand into the lechem aponim and grab out a piece of lechem to do the kmitza. The kmitza actually exists in advance. It's put into a kli, namely the bezichei levona. We're calling that kmitza because it serves the purpose of kmitza. So we're shaking it off, even though you don't even use your hands. I mean, it's not. It's a little strange, you see. It's a very abstract idea to call the lifting of the levona the act of kmitza. But by extension, in the abstract sense, because the lechem is the shirayim, so to speak, and the bezichim are the kmitza. But let's not get carried away by our metaphor over here. I mean, the fact is that the bezichim levona exist in a separate kli from the onset. So over there, it's possible to say we can look at it from the time that it's royal kmitza as if it's already been kamutz, because it's been separated and put into a kli. So how can I compare that to something where I have one mixture, one kli, I'm supposed to stick in my hand, to the fact that the Torah says, well, you didn't stick in your hand yet, and you didn't take it out, so it wasn't coming. So that means that the bezichin also should be looked at as being a mixture with the lechem, and why would I say that? It's physically distinct. Therefore, mincha lo borir koimetz tidei. Va borir koimetz tidei. Normally a mincha doesn't have a clear-cut definition of where the kmitza is, whereas this has a very clear-cut definition. The bezichei levona are the contents of the kmitza for all intents and purposes. It's kamutz and standing from the moment that the time arrives that you're able to be makir of that kmitza.
This is halfway done already.
Correct. Still says the Gemara, but take out the word miata. The problem in general is, I mean, why don't we call it shirayim shechasru ben kmitza laktara? Dein makdirin kmitza aleihem. I mean, yeah, fine, okay, I can accept that, but how about the part in which he says, well, once it was already kamutz, a royal kmitza. So now, if the lechem is parus, so it's chaser, so to speak, now it's okay to bring the levena, but you can't eat the lechem. I mean, normally a mincha that is chaser after kmitza, before haktara, you don't do the haktara? So why here do you do the haktara? Okay, that, says the Gemara, you can't ask that on poor Rabbi Elazar. Leave him alone already. I mean, that's a machlokas tanayim. Lav kluk taninu. Rabbi Elazar, Savala, Kamandi Omar, Shirayim, Shekhosr, Ben Kmitza, Laktara, Makhtir Kermitza, Leim. He holds of the Tana that says that as long as you already did the Kmitza, the fact that there's a Fisorin in the Shirayim afterwards doesn't mean I can't be Makhtir of the Kmitza. So he is, he's very consistent. In any case where the kmitza is not borir, it's not in a separate container, he would say, of course you have to do the kmitza, otherwise you can't do the kmitza at all if it was chaser. But in this case, this is a special case in which it was borir, so it's as if it's done. Lagave the din of a mincha shechasra where the Shirayim were closer, Ben Kmitzalakhtar, he holds by any mincha what he would have held over here. Just like any other mincha, he holds like the Mandi Arman that says you go ahead and you still makter the kremitz, even though you don't eat the Shirayim. That's what he says about the lechem aponim. Go ahead and be makter the bezikim, just don't eat the lechem. So he's very consistent. Gufa. Getting back now to the machlokas, I mean, initially we only considered Rabbi Elazar. But we had a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. What's the din of the chavite kohen gadol that were brought in separate containers? So instead of my bringing any sorei, and then splitting it up into the machtisa baboker, machtisa ba'erev, I brought two containers of a half a sorei and a piece. So Rabbi Elazar says, okay, that's fine. I mean, if the Torah says you're allowed to be marked of it separately, why not just be marked of it bequi separately? Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I mean, it's got to be the whole thing or nothing. I mean, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Eina kedosh lechatzain, Rabbi Elazar, I mean, bitosh karva lechatzain, kedosh lechatzain. If you could bring it by halves, you can make it kadosh by halves. Om Rav Acha, my time of the Rabbi Yochanan. Now, it's a little strange that we're asking my time at Rabbi Yochanan, because, I mean, why wouldn't we? Our problem with Rabbi Elazar is why not learn it from Dom? So, I mean, we know this for Rabbi Yochanan. He did learn it from Dom. But what are we looking around for another Tom? If it's possible by Dom, you're Madama Milza Lamilza. You could say, I learned Mincha from Dom. Oh, Shav Lainyan. Careful. I think the coffee will handle him all right today. There you go. Right. Look at him. He puts on a bright face to it. Great, great, he says. How are you doing, Capitan? So wonderful to see you. So, in any event, Tosa says, look, I know, maybe the Shema Kabbalah Yabi Adam, that Rabbi Yochanan was not being Madam Itzadam. But I mean, certainly it strikes us a little bit strange. But in any way, what is this Svar Rabbi Yochanan? On Makra, you'll notice that the Torah says, it first talks about Mincha, and then it says Machtita. So it's Mincha, Machtita, Baboka, Machtita. Now, Mincha, Machtita means first a Mincha. Then take half of it, maktitan. I mean, it has to be a whole purse before you can make it into a half. Mumela, that teaches us you cannot begin with a half. It would be like trying to make a cafe a full by first taking one cup. You're going to take half of it, you try to pour it in together, you wouldn't get this whole beautiful structure here. It would clearly be possible. Okay? That's my svar.
Good example.
Meisve. Pretty good. No, I can't see Richie suffering like this, and I'm going to take the medicine.
Abba doesn't drink coffee.
That pushes Shirai and Mother.
I wouldn't give you an old
one. Richie, take it.
Abba doesn't drink it. It's going to go to waste.
Abba doesn't drink coffee. There's 1 year for it. Abba doesn't drink coffee.
I don't?
Okay. Oh, you drink coffee? When do you drink coffee?
We drink coffee.
Every young person.
What do we have?
Are you not taking it?
There's a thing over here.
Can I also have that shoko sugar?
No.
Thank you, sugar.
I'll do it.
No,
Richie.
No, why? I'm making it.
No, I love it.
You're so mean. You're so cruel.
You don't need that.
So it's a special treat for me coming down here to this sugar. And my son is trying to prevent me from enjoying myself.
Can you make a buffer on the sugar and the coffee?
I'm giving the dots.
I should wait for the croissant.
I'm giving the dots.
Do it on the
sugar.
On the chef's board.
You could wait.
You have something to say?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Matter
of fact, according to the Zionism, you make it even if you're not eating at all. The point is, if you intend to eat the Zionists, the minute gets to wait for the Zionists to make the whole party.
When do we take it down?
Also, take it down. Is that a good match?
What?
He's still, he just recovered from your weight shot.
Do you want a hot chocolate? Do you like white chocolate or dark chocolate?
No, white.
White chocolate, like his.
But,
yeah.
Now, Fiona, did you enjoy that? Oh, yeah?
No, I don't know what I'm talking about. I make things up as I go, and I throw them out. They sound good, but people believe it. By the time they find out, they forgot that I said they're from it.
I'm a new man. I'm from Pontiac, Tucson.
What?
From Pontiac, Tucson.
What? He's not coming here? All right, I'll have to deal with it. Show him my leg, him. Is there any time we're going to be by you, or you've given up on us? Okay. How much room do you have in the car? Don't you have a good night? All right, so let us know if there's any interest. You can say we should have slipped without any trouble. Or you could drink and you can wait until the Okay. So Matisa Barbara teaches us that it has to be a metza mishalem who may be. He has to bring half of what there is. Okay, so we're saying first bring a mincha, then it becomes machtita. They say, chavite kohen gadol lo hayu ba'ot chatzaim ela mevi saron shalem v'chotzeyu. Here it says, how's Rabbi Elazar arguing with the bride? The bride says the fairish. The mincha's going, God, oh, you have to bring an Isar and Shalom, and then you split it? Exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. The Tanya, and he explains it even better in the bride. If the Torah would have said mincha machtit, baboker machtit, I would have said, okay, so you can have a half a mincha. הייתי אומר, מביא חצי יסרון מביתו שחרית ומקריב, חצי יסרון מביתו ערבית ומקריב. I could split it and bring half in the morning and half in the afternoon from my house. Half an יסרון. Therefore, it says, מחציתה, half of it. Where's the it? There's an it somewhere that had to be whole. And then I take half of it. And that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. Well, maybe that's only a mitzvah. That's what the Lazar agrees. It's a nice thing to do. It's a mitzvah. But the Torah doesn't repeat it to say that it's ma'akev. Amalei Rav Gavia mibei katil Ravashi. What do you mean the Torah doesn't repeat it? It doesn't have to repeat it. In the parsha of the Minchas Chavitim, it says chukah, chukat olam. Anytime the Torah says chukah, it's the equivalent of repeating it. So therefore, how could anybody say it's only a mitzvah? That's something for a minute. And then he answered, I'll tell you what the pshat is. Amar lelo nitzcha elalahavi'a shalem mi beito. Indeed, you do have to bring the entire thing, but doesn't say anywhere you have to put it into a kli to make a kodesh, the entire thing. Maybe it's just saying, Yavin mincha machzita. Okay, fine. The Kohen has to bring a mincha of an isaron. Now, we start doing the necessary work on the mincha. Okay, the first thing we do, we take it out of his kli chol, which he brought it from his house, and we put it into a kli kodesh to give it to Kedusha Sagru for the mincha, before the kibitza. Does that have to be done with the whole thing at one time or not? I say no, says Rabbi Loza, because if I'm allowed to be makavit by halves, why can't I process it by halves? So this is a special gzeres hakos that the Torah wants me to bring it from my house as an isar. That's a din in the, an aron hakohen, so to speak, the bringing forth of the mincha, but not how to do the aveda of the mincha. And the kedushas kli is not part of the bringing of the mincha, it's how to do the aveda of the mincha. So there, I hold it in the time referring to that. Ask the Gemara, Miyom Rabbi Yochanan, and also did Rabbi Yochanan indeed say that it's an all or nothing affair to be magdish to mincha and a kli? I thought Rabbi Yochanan himself says as follows, Vayitma, Hifrish chatzi isaron v'dato lohosif. Stop, not a kohen gadol. A normal person is bringing a korban mincha. It has to be a minimum of an isaron. He sets aside half an isaron, puts it into a kli, with the intent to continue adding, but he doesn't have any right now. He's waiting until they bring him the other half isaron. Rav amar eino kadosh. Rav Yochanan amar kadosh. But this is very strange. Rav Yochanan holds, he's the one who says the chavitim, it's not kodesh, it's all or nothing. And then he comes to normal mincha, he says, well, no, it's okay, it doesn't matter, you can do it by halves. I mean, if he holds that by chavitim he can't do it by halves, why doesn't he learn out from chavitim? Lelech mechavitim to all menachas, and say that it's not good by halves. The chitim, and maybe you'll say that Rav Yochanan doesn't make those kinds of comparisons by kodeshim. Milta mi milta lo yolet. He said, look, I mean, it's a unique din in the chavitim. That's a din in other menachas. Why should I learn that from the other? But we know that Rabbi Yochanan actually does make comparisons, even though they don't seem to have any necessary gilui in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das, that this is the way I want it. Remember, that's the whole problem by Kachim. Kachim is Aveda. You can't jump to conclusions when it comes to Aveda, because the nature of Aveda, the nature of HaKrava, is that it has two people involved, so to speak, two partners. So you may jump to conclusions. You could say, look, if my wife likes white roses, kosher can't she like red roses? You bring her red roses, she can tell you, I hate red roses. So the same thing, Kaba Yochel, the same thing. You'll say, I've got a girl who likes this type of thing, so kosher can't like this type of thing. I don't like this type of thing. Well, no, because the kind wasn't good enough to go to the best. That was it. But in any event, so maybe Otaina, that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn Milsa and Milsa. I'll show you that he does. Because we have like this Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Shalomim sheshachatan behechal kshirim. If you shech the carbon shalomim in the hechal, it's kosher. How do I know? Because it says, v'shachto petach olamoi. Shech it at the door of the olamoi. Which means that the only important thing, the olamoi. This is by its door. No, it's a kosher. If I'm inside the Olamoid, I mean, it's even better, right? Lo yehet afel kamur min ha'ikar. What do you say? That outside the Olamoid by the door is better than the Olamoid itself? I mean, now, you know, if you're not Madama Milsa la Milsa, a Kodesh Baruch Hu could say to you, what? You come into my bedroom, then you should be bringing, what does one have to do with the other? But you see that he holds that you learn out straight as if it's just an issue, it's a halacha issue like anything else. I'll learn out milsa and milsa. So why don't I learn out mincha from chavitim and say that you need to have the entire thing at once? Says the Gemara, ein hachinami. He does. The only reason he says over here it's kosher by halves is because you missed the most important word, da'ato lahosif. Da'atolo sif means that I initially am putting it in as part of an ongoing process of filling up the kli. So all he's saying is that as long as it's part of a process, it's So then even at the beginning of the process, it's already cut us. You don't have to wait until it's completely full. That's a different issue. So if it's Dat Halotzi, if Dat Halotzi is shiny, Titania Mele'im. Ein Mele'im, Mele Shleimim. When it says Shnehem Mele'im, Shnehem Mele'im means they have to be filled. And Amar Rav Yossi, when do they have to be filled? Bizman She'ein Da'ato La'osif. If you didn't initially put it in order to complete it, fine, then if it's not filled, it's useless. But if initially you put it in to complete it, so then that's the same thing, you see what I mean? Bizman She'ein Da'ato La'osif, Rishon Rishon Kodosh. Now, my question is, Rav said that if you're mafresh a chatzi isorin, it's not kodesh. Said before. What would Rav hold about the chavitim? He didn't say anything about chavitim, right? Rav only spoke about a normal mincha. Would he hold by chavitim that it would be kodesh in parts, like Rav Elazar? As far as being, since I bring it by halves, I could even be magish it by halves in the kli. Or does he hold like Rabbi Yochanan? Machzita means it's got to be full first, and then you can split it. So now, if he holds like Rabbi Lozer, namely that it's kosher by half, leilech mechavitim, why doesn't he learn out other menachas from chavitim and say you can bring them by halves? Maybe you'll say, well, perhaps Rav's general approach is not to make comparisons of that type. I mean, what's true about chavitim is not necessarily true by anything else. I mean, it's after all, we're talking about kosher. V'yomar Rav, but didn't Rav himself say the following? A mincha can be made kodesh in a kli without shemen. How do I know? Well, because the lechem aponim didn't have any shemen. You can also make a mincha kodesh without any levona. How do I know? A mincha sesachim that's brought by a carbon doesn't have any levona in it. So obviously you don't need levona to make something kodesh. I also know that it doesn't need either. You can make a mincha kodesh below shemen ubelo levona. How do I know that? A mincha schote. Exactly. Mincha schote. Or a mincha schote. Yeah. That's the same thing. So obviously Rav does compare different things. Now he doesn't say, well, that's a mincha schote. I mean, it was, but a mincha that's supposed to be brought with shemen, how do you know? So you see that he says, look, I mean, you abstract halacha and you say that Kiddush Kli doesn't require oil, Kiddush Kli doesn't require levain. So if that's the case, why wouldn't he have learned out other menachas from chavitim if he held that actually chavitim, like Rabbi Elazar, that chavitim are okay to bring half, and to be magdish at the kli by half? Al karkach Rav Krib Yochanan Svirle. So clearly Rav has told Rav Yochanan that chavitim as well are only kosher if you do the whole thing, just like any other minute. Goof.
Shabbat is not enough.
What is that?
I have not Shabbat fulfilled.
But that's part of the act of Kiddush. It's a different thing. We didn't discuss that this. Happy tefillin shopping. May you be zocha to find tefillin muhudarot ad ma'od.
Amen.
Sheyaviu bracha lebeitecha.
Amen. At a reasonable price.
Yes.
So you have to mix it.
But it looks so pretty. What's the bit by a mincha? Are you supposed to mix it like this? And we have this balloon. All right, here we go. He's very sad. So it's so pretty. Very happy. Hi. Says the Gemara, let's think about what Rav said now. Amar Rav, mincha is kedesh below shemen because of the lechem aponim. Below levona, because that's what by mincha is nesachim. Below shemen, below levona, shemen is mincha schote. What's more, this is what we didn't get, shemen, the levona, themselves are Kodesh all on their own? Why is that? Tachi, high below, high below, below high. Shemen, is such a thing? Is it Luke Shemen, Shemen Sarah? Don't mix it with anything else. It becomes Kodesh just as it is. Levina. Levina is put into Bezithim on the Shulchan. It's not mixed with anything else. So you see, every element of a Mincha can take a separate Kedusha. Shemen by itself, Levina by itself, and the Mincha of the Tzeilos by itself. Makes no difference. Or mixed as you like. Now, Rabbi Chanina Amar. Rabbi Chanina says no. There's no such thing. Lo zo kedosha belo zo. If you need shemen or levina, you can only make it kodesh with shemen or levina. You need shemen, you can only make it kodesh with shemen. You need levina, you can only make it kodesh with levina. It's always a all or nothing thing. Now, the problem is, according to Rabbi Chanina, it's very strange. One of the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash is an isorai. It's listed in the Mishnah. And they rate it as a klisharis. What's it for? I mean, you're not going to fit an isorin together with the shemen and the levina, because you need an isorin of seilas. And you can't make the seilas kodesh with, when it's put into the isorin, because it doesn't have the shemen and levina with it. So what's the point of a klisharis with the size of an isorin? Oh, that's simple, says the Gemara. For milchus kotei. So I can make a mincha's kodesh by putting an isar, because it doesn't take shemen and levina. So that part works out beautifully. The lugalam and nimsha, luk shemen shemetzer, same thing. There are cases where it's brought along, but not alone. It's kedai to have a klisharis. Now, Shmuel also holds, like Rav, that you can do things, each ingredient could be on its own. Because he learns out from either Minchas Chotei or from the Bezichim or the Luk Shemon Shomet Seira and so on. How do I know that Shmuel also holds that way? It's not Klei Halach B'Kachim Et Halach U'Midot Hayavesh B'Kachim Et Hayavesh Vein Klei Halach B'Kachim Et Hayavesh V'Lo Midot Hayavesh B'Kachim Et Halach. Now this is something that we discussed back in Zvachim. And over there Now, Shmuel says that even though something which was meant for lach is normally not kodesh, it's not makadesh, what's in it, that's yavesh, that's only true of the measurements. But if you have a mizrak of dam, a liquid which doesn't have a particular measure to it, then it's definitely going to be makadesh, whatever is dry in it. V'araya, it says mizrak echad kesef, and then it says shneihem mele'im seilas. How can you bring a mizrak echad kesef that's mele'im seilas? Unless the solas is kodesh and the mizrak echad kesef, because that was the korbanos of the Nazim. So there's Uriah, as long as it doesn't have a specific measure that it's made for, then it's not. There's nothing magic about whether it's dry or whether it's wet. So lo shalal midot av mizrakot bekachot et hayavesh shneimar shneihem mele'im solet b'lulav Hashem l'mincha. Omelei Rav Acha min diptu Ravina. So Rav Acha, this is all part of the raya about Shmuel. It's Rav Acha, it's Ravina. I don't understand what's the raya. Mincha isn't dry. A mincha is wet because it's mixed with oil. And yet Shmuel's bringing a raya. You can make dry things. Maybe you can't make dry things. Maybe only a mixed thing. Omelei lo nitzchela leyaveh sheba. Well, it's a reference to whatever part wasn't properly mixed with the oil. That becomes kodesh. Because it says, Shnei Emelayim Solat, that whatever it is becomes kodesh, and that's sufficient to become kodesh. So, or, Vibay Seima, Mincha Lagavi Dam, Ki Yavish Dam, which we already had. If you're going to compare a Mincha to Dam, and Dam is literally liquid, Mincha is basically a solid. So you see that you can have a dry measure that's kodesh in a wet measure container. What's going on, Marisha, with the Mazinus over here?
Getting very fresh stuff. Making
it on the spot.
How about some of this?
No.
So, okay, how does that prove anything about Shmuel's opinion? Megabe Kedushas Yavish. Remember, the point of bringing this piece was to show that Shmuel also held like Rav, and that you can be Mekadesh something, Mimadish Bekli, something that is dry, that was meant to be mixed with oil. How does this prove it? So Rashi says the way that it proves it, and we have two terutz, and it has to work according to either of these terutz, and either the Yove Shibba. So I said, okay, if it's the Yove Shibba, so you see that the Yove Shibba, the Koreitz, became Kodesh, even though it's completely dry. If you would hold that you need to be mixed in order for it to become Kodesh, how could the Koreitz become Kodesh Beklal? That's reasonable. The Yubayis Ema is that a Mincha is for all, relative to Dam, is dry. So what does that have to do with the question of whether you could be Mekadesh the Solas without being Mekadesh the Shem at the same time? So Rashi, by a great stretch of the imagination, I mean, Rashi says, well, if that's the case, that you see that you can be Mekadesh something which is meant for wet, when relative to it, it's dry, the same thing should be true. If you're trying to be Mekadesh a Mincha, which is meant to be wet, mixed with Shemen, so pure dry can also become Kodesh. I put solus in without the Shema. Moses thinks that that's really stretching it quite a bit. Quite a bit. Okay, he brings some other possible approaches. You'll notice that all of the years in here that tries to explain it by saying that the Yove Shabbat is a reference to the Levina and not to the Koreit, as Rashi is learning, not to a dry piece, so that the Levona is called dry. And the raya is that the Lavona was actually mixed with the oil in order to be Mekadesh. So then, there's no such thing as anything dry. You have to mix it with the oil. Okay. We don't have that here. And there's a good reason to not have that here if you think about it a little bit. But we will continue anyway, and we'll be satisfied with Rashi's approach, because he's a very good man. Good. Gufa. Anyway, getting back to Rabbi Elazar. Mincha should come to Be'echok Shera Shekein Matzino B'Siluk B'Zichin. This whole thing started, remember, we were trying to bring a raya that Rabbi Elazar is B'Dama Milsa L'Milsa. He says that if you do Kamitz in Be'echok, it's kosher, because after all, you can be Mitzalik the B'Zichin, and that's done in Be'echok. So that's a raya that Rabbi Elazar is B'Dama Milsa L'Milsa. Fine. Problem is, Masa Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks in the Gemara we had before. It says, V'Kamatz Misham. And we said, what's Misham? Mimakom Sheragle Hazar Omdot. The place where the Tzar was standing. So that means, I mean, the Tzar can't be standing in the Heichal. That means the Tzar is telling me you have to bring it from outside the Heichal. The Tzar can only stand in those Yud Alev Amot from the entryway through Shar Nikanor. So how could you say it's kosher inside the Heichal itself? Then the Tera on there, minayin she'im komatz b'smoshi, achzir v'yikmoz b'yamin, tamadolam v'yikomatz misham, v'yimakom she'komatz kvar. Remember, Ben Becerra's approach was, doesn't refer to a place, it refers to the same place, meaning the same container that you already did kmitza. This means you can put it back in and take it out again. Igede amre, so some say who most of them are, well, he figured out the answer himself. And igede amre, others say Rabbi Yaakov, told Rabbi Yirmiyah about Tachlifa, I'll explain it to you, okay? When it says, Mimokom Shazragle Azor Omdot, it doesn't mean only from there, for God's sake. It means even from there. Because you would have thought that it's in a suffering. Because after all, a Minchas Kadosh Kadoshim. So if an oil requires suffering, we'll see, we'll have to learn out from Moshe in the end, but if Kadosh Kadoshim requires suffering, why not a Mincha? Kamash Malan, the Kamash Misham, even though it's the book of Shiragli Azor Abdot, which could be tough or Darby, but it's the eastern part, or the western part of the Azor. That's all that counts, and that's all that it's coming to tell me. That's Lahash, it's Kol Azorah Kula Shalot, Tomah, you shouldn't say, oh, but Ola Kache Kache. Mincha Kache Kache. Ma, Ola Tunatzaf, not Mincha Tunatzaf, eh? You shouldn't think it's comparable to Ola. Well, why would I think it's comparable to Ola? I mean, Ma'al Ola, she can't Khalil. I mean, Mincha's not Khalil. It's given to the Kohen to eat. Maybe an Ola's. Okay, fine. I knew you were going to do this. Ma'al Chatas. Maybe that's not from Chatas. Chatas requires suffering. Some Mincha requires. I know what you're going to do. Ma'al Chatas, she can't Mekaper, the Chavi Krisis. Okay. Let's just wait. We'll learn it out from Usham. How about that? No? Asham, after all, is the bigger chashivas because it's dam. And dam, the dummy, mine dummim, are bichlal, the general mode of kapor in the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, you can't compare something that's mine dummim to a little old vegetable. So, I mean, why would I be machadish a din of tzofain on vegetation? As a matter of fact, even if you would try to pull your old shtick and making a ma'asad, it wouldn't help you because they're all mine dummim. So the common denominator would be it's mine dummy. So what are you going to tell me? Why would I have thought that a mincha requires suffering? I'll tell you, it's another reason. Not because it's kasher kadash, but because now notice, I have to first bring it up to Mizbeach before Kmitza.
You have to bring it up for Kmitza.
To?
The Mizbeach.
Oh, good. That's great. His head in a lion's mouth, and he's talking. So, Mahagasha. I would have thought that the Vikamat is a reference to the next step. In other words, after Vigishalam Mizbeach, and you're standing next to the Mizbeach, that's where you have to do the Kmitza. Kamash Malan Misham. I don't care if you go back there to give a kiss to the Tsar who brought it. And then you can do the Kmitza from there. I mean, Pasuk does not mean it has to be from there, because it says Vikamat Misham. Everything is fine. Gufa. Omer Rabbi Yochanan.
10 minutes to go.
Tell him we're going to do another 3 daf, but that's about it. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Shlamim Sheshacha Be'echok Shevi. Remember we said before that we proved that according to Rabbi Yochanan we're Medami Milsa Lamilsa, because he says if you shecht it Shlamim inside of the Echol, it's kosher. Shedema V'shachta Pesach HaMoed.
We're not
going to
make it.
We're not going to make it at all.
20-25 minutes.
What?
I think this started late, so they didn't prepare it.
Remember,
we canceled that.
Yeah. Fine. This is delicious. Chai Adam says you sit down in a sukkah, and this is what you're going to do in a sukkah. You make a leisure for sukkah. Why not?
Even if there's no consuming of edibles?
If there's no consuming at all.
I'm
sorry. I'm
not
going to
have it.
I'm not going to have it.
Is it
a mezaina?
No,
it's shahako. You sure?
Yeah, it's altered.
Oh, no, it isn't. I don't think the bottom is shahako.
Yeah, but it's so little.
I don't think the bottom is shahako.
I
said mezaina.
No, thank you.
But I said mezaina.
No, I'm just looking at it. It looks incredibly sweet. Right? It looks like one of those things that's like diabetic beware.
Oh, now we see why Moshe Baruch is being so...
I mean, if he only wanted to pay for it to get a taste, he could eat the whole thing, you know?
He's letting Abba get away with it.
Moshe Baruch was quite a treat. It's my fault for having canceled.
This is bad for you.
You should know. Everybody wants to make kind of a
final inspection. And now you can be grateful that I don't like.
Believe me, you'll be grateful not to eat it. Okay. The problem is, Meitzei, Rabbi Yudaben Besera Omer, Minayin Shibikifu Abdeko Chavimet Hazara, Shakoanim Nichnatim Lechal, Vochlim Kotchin Kotchin, Mishiyori Benochas. How do we know that if the Arabs riot on the Arabayas, and you have something like Chas V'Shalom and Shelet Barak or something, they let them just riot, that the Kohanim could go into the Hechal, close the doors, and finish eating the kutche kutchim and whatever they need to eat inside the Hechal itself? How do I know that that's kosher? Talmud Lomar, Bakodesh HaKodeshim Tochlenu. It says, eat it in the Kodesh. But according to the way Rabbi Yochanan is learning, Alamali Kro, do I need a bucket for Lema? Why don't we just say Shlo Yekat Tatafel Chamum and Aikar? I mean, if I'm allowed to eat it outside Pesach Oil Moed, Koshikei, I'm allowed to eat it inside in the Oil Moed, right? Says the Gemara. Oh, come on, I mean that's an insane stretch. I mean that's like saying, I mean if you're talking about Tofu, when you say Lo Yekom Aveda, Adam Oved B'Mokom Rahava, you could do Aveda, yes. I'm going to show you Tofu Komo Menaika, but Achila? You tell me that the Achila She'en Adam Ochel B'Mokom Rabo, I'm not allowed to go inside into the inner chambers and I'm going to eat there. You're going to make a Kal V'Chomer, just the opposite. It's stretching it already to allow me to eat in the Azora. I mean, maybe you should adopt it outside of the Azora. You want to allow me into the Hechal to eat? I have to see that in the Pesuk. Therefore, I need a Pesuk. Talmud Lomar, Bekodesh Kodeshim Tochlenu. But Ein Hachinami, when it comes to the Aveda of the Shkita of the Shlamim, then we would say that Lo Yehi Tafel Chamur Min Ha'ikar.
How do we know that the Mitzvah is Kodesh Kodeshim?
It says the first, Kodesh Kodeshim, Yi Kachatat V'Chashat.
But as far as certain aspects like Tzfon, we
learn out from Mishon.
So, Kodesh Kodeshim with a few Neterim.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have to see Benogea what we mean, Kodesh Kodeshim. Rabbi Isai, it was a great pleasure meeting with you this wonderful morning. We thank Rav Moshe Charles for his beautiful Achnasat Rochim. Lovely, lovely. Shana Abba in his own sukkah. Doesn't require the croissants from the Menorah. He'll have his own croissants. Rapidly reaching 110 degrees in here, so we're turning. I'm not a man, 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 I'm not a man